Blessings, and welcome to Arms Upheld, support in life's hard battles. I'm Lynn Pierce, and I'm here to hold up your arms with encouragement, something to think on, and a prayer to focus on the one who holds all things together, while you continue to fight the battles in your life. In the midst of battle, life can feel overwhelming, challenging, or beyond. I don't know what God has called you to do, what battlefield you are walking through, but at times you may find yourself feeling this way. I want you to know that even though your battle likely looks different than mine, I'm here to support you. I want to stand with you until the breakthrough happens and you can see the victory materialize. My hope is that these few minutes we spend together will help you lighten your load, feel seen, connected, and loved, and fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's begin with God's Word. While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Hebrews 5, verse 7, from the New Living Translation. Recently, as I was listening to the Bible Project's podcast about the significance and meaning of trees in the Bible, they said that Jesus struggled in the garden. They, of course, meant the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed about the challenging next steps of his journey. The author of Hebrews says he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears. Matthew, in chapter 26, verse 37, says, he became anguished and distressed. While Mark claimed he was deeply troubled and distressed. And yet, I had never associated the word struggled with this scene. I don't know why exactly. Struggling was something I did, not Jesus. And I always felt bad for it. I believed that struggling was bad. But if Jesus did it, then it couldn't be bad. Can you feel the guilt and shame lifting? Jesus struggled in that garden. He knew what the rescue plan involved. He had even spoken of such things with his friends. But as the time approached, Jesus wanted another way. We can read the words of Jesus in both Matthew and Mark that say, "Keep watch and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." There's even an exclamation mark here. This is important. The body is weak. Jesus' body, my body, your body. We are all weak. We all struggle. We all don't want to be hurt. We all don't skip along singing when we're faced with hard things. We struggle. We wrestle with the circumstances and what we are called to do. Yet the Spirit, God's Spirit, that lives inside us is willing. That's why there is a struggle. Without that, we'd simply walk away. There is nothing to wrestle. You just simply don't. However, if there is internal conflict that ensues and God's way battles the way of the flesh, Jesus shows us how to overcome. It's not by being strong and holding back tears. It's not by putting on a brave front for our friends or family. It's by humbling ourselves. It's by keeping watch. It's about being aware. And it's about praying. It's about bringing all of our thoughts and desires to the Father. It's about sharing our heart openly with Him. And then, in the end, after He has listened and attended to us, to our hearts, it's about coming to a place of surrender. Now, we are not surrendering to the circumstances, but to the plan of the Almighty God. We join Jesus and say, "Not my will, but yours be done." Maybe you already knew this. Maybe I'm the last to realize it. Then I'm just here today to remind you that struggling isn't a sin. The internal grappling with concepts and ideas as they pertain to our life isn't wrong. And there are no time limits given of how long this process takes. After releasing all that we hold in our hearts, it's letting God rule in there. It's taking the hand of Jesus, no matter what we face, and willingly joining Him as He says, "Up, let's be going." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You sent Your Son to live here fully as a human. And as a human, He experienced life in a fleshly body just as we do. Jesus knew the conflict that ensues internally when fear and genuine concern arise and oppose the calling on our lives. Thank You for His model to follow as we navigate our own struggles. Lord, we truly do desire that Your will be done. I pray that our eyes and hearts may be opened just a bit more today, that we may continue to move toward a place of complete surrender. For we know, Lord, that this is the path to peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Your time is precious and I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this podcast and it has helped you in any way, please tell a friend so it may bless them as well. You can find links in the show notes to connect with me on Instagram or through my website, and even subscribe to my email list. As always, your battle may look different than mine, but let's stand together. I'll keep your arms upheld until victory is real in your life. Remember, God is for you, and so am I.